6363. That's 636-425-0003. It's a local number and a local company.
Diabetes is a serious growing threat to our whole community. Christian Hospitals Diabetes Institute is dedicated to helping prevent the disease through education and providing thousands of free screenings each year. And we help those with diabetes learn how to manage their condition and improve the quality of their lives. Learn more at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today?
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
Step to B Square.
Big 550 KTRS, 414, large morning show in the afternoon. John Carney filling in for Paul Harris, filling in for Frank Opinion. Tonight on the Carney Show, I'm not going to do it. Are you kidding? I'm almost 50. But we left you some nice tapes.
You're almost 50?
Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
Wow.
Boy, yeah, I don't know how I would take that.
I didn't pace myself really well in the 80s and 90s and part of the aughts.
Aughts.
Don't judge.
Okay.
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, tonight on the broadcast, a visit with a bunch of really fascinating people. Who's the guy that was in the Fugees that they just took his charity away from him? Anybody?
The Fugees?
No.
Joe Hipperman's here. He knows everything about pop culture.
Probably knows. Hipperman. Should we restart Hipperman's theme music?
Hipperman.
Hipperson.
To make a good first impression, I've known him all of 3 minutes.
Wow.
And the first thing I said is, wow, you don't look so tall on Facebook. He's like, God, when's Frank come back? I don't need this. Who's the guy?
What guy?
The Fugees?
Me? What?
From the Fugees. The guy from the Fugees.
The guy from the Fugees? Wycliffe Jean?
Thank
John?
You. John. Wycliffe Jean on the show tonight.
Wow. Look at you.
The interview is not going to take as long as it took me to tell you who it was on the show.
Or to introduce me and my sponsor and what we're doing. And
I haven't
all this
done
stuff.
That yet.
Oh, and you haven't?
No. And, okay. And you do like bands playing around town and movies that are coming out.
That's typically what we do, yes.
Adult film titles.
I don't do that, no. But,
why?
Well, I haven't really, thought.
Do they even have those adult movie theaters anymore? Like the Colony?
What's you think any of us are going to answer that question?
Really?
Do you think any of us are going to be smart enough to answer that question?
Joe? Joe, do they?
In my head, I'm thinking
I remember seeing those in the paper with the by the movie section. They would have that little square for.
There was the Fine Arts on Olive, which is now a church, which is interesting.
Oh,
well, there was a dive joint that you could enjoy certain things that were right next to that pink elephant at 141 and 21.
Oh,
if anybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know.
It no longer exists. Not that I found out disappointingly, but I just know it doesn't exist anymore.
The Brown Chicken, Brown Cow Theater.
There we go.
I think it was.
Hey, are you going to play the fake band name too?
Is that okay?
Yes.
I'm just waiting for my segment to start and then I'll be able to do it.
Is everybody in here a diva but me?
Oh my gosh.
He's going to play
OMG.
Does he have a theme? Do we have a little? Can he hear me?
Oh, that was
is
the theme.
that's the Joe Wilkerson.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate you listening to my previous segments.
I love them. I love them. And now, does it have a name?
Well, it's I like to call it Hip on Entertainment.
Hip on Entertainment. I love that.
Yeah. You know, play on the name and all that.
And a bunch of sponsors, probably.
Well, I'm sponsored by Oric in the seven area Oric locations. Go to Oric.com. Find out about all the great things at Oric. Also, if you've never gone into a showroom, you'll be blown out. It's not just vacuum cleaners.
And also brought to you by A Little Theater on 21 out near 141 and Jergens.
By the Pink right. Elephant and Jergens.
So you want to start with...
you could say, and now, Joe Hipperson.
And now, here's Joe Hipperson.
Oh, nice. Right, yes, yes, yes. John Carney just introduced me. I'm complete.
The betrothed.
Look at that. I like that.
Yes, right?
Yes, yes.
Newly betrothed.
Newly betrothed.
Dan, that means engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
So we have a game. Do you want to mention at the end of his report here, we have a little game.
Well, at the end, usually I do a little slice of life thing. You can do some family fun, this and that. But right down the middle, I like to let people know what bands are playing around town. A lot of times, especially, well, Paul Harris really assumed that I was making up the band names. He thought I was completely off the map with him. So I said, okay, I will always give you straight band names. I've never lied about the names of the bands. But after I do all the bands, there will be five additional ones. One is fake, the other four are not. And it's up to you guys to find out which one
it
is.
So we get to play along.
We play games on Friday night, and one of the games we play is heavy metal band or prescription drug.
Nice.
So people have about a 50-50 shot, obviously, and get it wrong a lot because...
I was in a punk band in high school called Valium, swear to God.
Were you really?
Yes.
So that would have been a double winner.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
Indeed. And the thing about the bands is you look at, like, the pageant or wherever, the bands that sell out within, like, a couple of days, I've never heard. I like to think I'm hip, not hip on entertainment.
Look at that.
But hip. That I would know, and it's like my grandmother's cheesecake sold out in a half hour, and I have no idea.
Oh, they're good.
Well, that was the fake one I was going to use. Man.
Oh,
wow.
Grandmother's cheesecake.
All right, so first off, there are two movies that you might want to check out in wide release. First one would be Alex Cross, which is a prequel, since nothing in Hollywood is original. Alex Cross is a character that you may have seen played brilliantly by Morgan Freeman in the movie Kiss the Girls, and then Along Came a Spider. What a lot of people don't know is Along Came a Spider was the sequel to Kiss the Girls, but actually a prequel to Kiss the Girls. So this is the second prequel that they've made. I know. If you just deal with the fact I'm trying my very best to speak slowly.
Do you have a flow chart or diagram for this?
Did anybody in this studio ever see any of the movies that Morgan Freeman did that
Along
I just mentioned?
Along Came a Spider.
I read the James Patterson books.
Okay, which is where they get the character Alex Cross. This is the beginning of Alex Cross. This would be like the Star Trek reboot of the Alex Cross world, because no longer is Morgan Freeman playing Alex Cross. Now Tyler Perry is playing Alex Cross.
Of course.
I just think there are too many silly Tyler Perry movies for me to take him seriously as the heavy that he wants to be in this movie.
Is he a drag in this?
No, he's not. Okay. It's full on. And there are a lot of scenes I think are unnecessary where his shirt is off to prove that he really is not an old woman. And I just kind of thought they did that a little bit too much. But it's a PG-13 film. It's an hour and a half. It's not going to change the world. And if you like the character of Alex Cross, my opinion is simple. Morgan Freeman nailed it. Tyler Perry is just pretending. It's just how I see it. The movie that everyone will see after they avoid Alex Cross would, of course, be Paranormal Activity Part 4, which I think just sounds silly that we've now got a fourth entry in the Paranormal Activity franchise, which is nothing more than security camera footage and a bunch of shaky stuff and terrible acting, but people just absolutely love it. And this movie does pay off if you look at it like the roller coaster that it is. It's going to begin, it's going to end. Your world will not change, but you can enjoy the ride while you're, you know, paying for the privilege to be scared out of your mind. It takes place 5 years after the most recent paranormal, happenings, which, again, I should have brought a flowchart since Part 3 was a prequel. Part 2 is a sub-prequel. Just
What?
It's a scary movie where everyone's using regular cameras, which makes it even more real or whatever. So Paranormal Activity 4, it is 88 minutes long. It is rated R. It will scare you, but it'll scare you like a roller coaster scares you. Afterwards, it's just empty, and you're going to find another roller coaster, so it doesn't really change the world.
If you took those Paranormal Activity movies and only put in the scenes where something scary happened, they would be four-minute films.
Yes.
No, you're 100% right. It's all about the payoff. It's all about that ring factor. It's all about, like, the last 5 minutes where everybody's screaming and cussing and grabbing each other and freaking out. Right.
Exactly. Coming out of the television.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the ring moment. And I think, you know what would be a really cool experiment is to actually take all the Paranormal Activity movies and try and show them in sequential order. I mean, your brain would just explode trying to figure out how to do it.
Because
they do a bunch of that stuff they did in the Saw movies where, oh, no, no, it didn't happen like this. It happened like that. And they just redo the entire film over and over again. If you want to see a concert, there's a couple of options for you. The Joe Blank Band will be playing at the Sky Music Lounge tonight. Sleepyhead over at Dano's American Pub. Henry's Humans at the Backstreet Blues Club.
No, that's been canceled.
It got canceled?
It got canceled because of the Cardinal game tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, even the marquee outside still has the name on it.
I know.
I should have erased it.
I don't understand that.
Maybe a responsible band member would have, you know, should have erased
it. Yeah, we should have erased it.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to say that Henry's Humans is not playing at Backstreet Blues. Ground Floor Band, they will be playing at Beale on Broadway. Two Chicks over at JP's Corner Bar. Flow Tribe over at the Broadway Oyster Bar. The Heavy Anchor has Man Eating Tiger. Thunderhawk over at Lemons. The Leftovers on stage at the Crack Fox. Pepperland, really cool Beatle tribute at Cicero's. McLovin on stage at the Ameristar Bottleneck Blues Bar. Hemorrhaging Asylum playing over at FUBAR on Friday. The Yowl will be playing it off-Broadway. If you like the Queen of Mean, you can see Lisa Lampanelli at the pageant tonight, if that's your thing.
She's dropped a bunch of weight. Have you seen her lately?
You know what that means?
What?
What don't you see? All the things that are being held together by clothespins in the back of her outfit. That's all I'm saying, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, that is a lighting situation. If you're with Lisa Lampanelli, you need some, like, one candle and a giant auditorium, and maybe you could get past it.
She's dropped, like, 50 or 60 pounds, but it's almost the Star Jones effect.
It's the skin. It's the skin.
Yeah,
it's all going to come back, okay?
Exactly.
Gravity. Yes, gravity. On Saturday, Seven Bridges, an Eagles tribute band, and Silver Bullet, a tribute to Bob Seger. Two shows, both at the Family Arena tomorrow night. Bare Knuckle Conflict playing over at Pox. The Randy Dandies are over at Plush. Arrested Development playing at 2720 Cherokee. The
Arrested Development.
Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee. They were together, like, during the Carter administration.
It was, I like to think
early
90s. They were together during the French Prince of Bel Air moments.
That was
early 90s.
Maybe it wasn't Carter.
So there you go. The Cree Rider Family Band over at Off Broadway. Moon Thief at the Jefferson Warehouse tomorrow. The Kickbacks are at Blueberry Hill. Less Heads Knocking over at Just Bill's Place. Prognosis playing at the Crack Fox. The Hidden Lakes are at Cicero's. The Pat Sajak Assassins will be playing tomorrow. That would be at Mangia Italiano.
Is that band fronted by Alex Trebek?
I believe he stays as far away as he can from the... I get what you're doing. Yeah, you know what? That would be funny, wouldn't it? If he endorsed him?
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious.
Absolutely would.
The Funky Butt Brass Band will be over at the Broadway Oyster Bar.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Spade Ripper is playing at Heartbreakers. Shaved Women will be at A-Pop Records. And Shotgun Abbey would be playing at the Over Under Barn Grill.
And Henry's Humans at Shea, Maryland, Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Well, I didn't see that on a marquee, so how would I know?
I know. I'm sorry.
Fine. All right.
Shaved Women.
At A-Pop Records. That's right. Shaved Women.
Do all the guys in that band look like the people from ZZ Top?
Nice.
In Shaved Women?
Yeah.
I see. Didn't get it?
You see what he's doing?
Not as much as I'd like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are we talking?
Didn't we start this segment with his mic off? How did that change? All right, I got five concerts I'm going to throw you. One of them is fake, okay? Five concerts, four real, one is fake. Friday at Shanty, the Scandaleros will be playing. Trampled by Turtles will be playing at the Pageant on Saturday. Hazardous Rebellion on Saturday at Pops. The Tom Cruise Ships Friday at Lemons. Carved Souls playing Saturday at the Crack Fox. Four of these concerts are real. One would be fake. Mm. Now, which one would be fake?
Oh, man.
I think probably Tom Cruise Ship because it's...
I was going to go with Tom Cruise Ship.
I'm going with the... What was it? Hazardous what?
Hazardous Rebellion, Saturday at Pops.
That's my choice.
I like Carved Souls.
Carved Souls, Saturday at the Crack Fox. Well, John Carney and Dan Strauss, the Tom Cruise Ships are a fake band.
For now, I'm going to form a band.
Yeah. What I'm saying to all the guys, all the musicians out there, when I do this, I'm handing you guys brilliant band names.
Yes.
The Tom Cruise Ships. Come on. That's just genius. I sweat every week trying to think, okay, all right, I got to come up with a great band name that could actually work. Tom Cruise Ships
works.
That's
awesome.
does work, man.
I'm still a huge fan of Smorgasbordine and Kathleen Turner Overdrive.
That's good.
Those are
Smorgasbord. Like that. Hey, if you're looking for some family fun for everyone, Saturday would be the second annual Sewar Chili Festival. If you buck up now, you only pay $7. If you do it day of, you're going to pay $12. It's at the parking lot of the Lift for Life Academy at 1731 South Broadway. Thank you for the sound effects. Yes, the second annual Sewar Chili Festival happening tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And
there you go. Is that what you wanted?
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted. I needed that. And last but not least, I'm not sure if anyone in this studio here would be into this. Sounds kind of cool to me. I kind of get into the whole goth thing every once in a while, you know, kind of like really
like
just
dressing up.
Well, I mean, you know, I just kind of think the look is really neat. I can't really pull it off myself. I'm too gangly, weird.
You used to wear eyeliner.
Well, the Chris Angel look, right? You said you would love to look like that.
If I had Chris Angel's hair, outfit, wardrobe, money, all that, yes, I'd rock that look every single day, even though it would put me on the DB list for the rest of my entire life.
Well, yes.
I mean, it really would. There's no denying it or at all. But
why do I feel like a scout leader all of a sudden? I have my troop together. All right, remember, we got the Soapbox Derby next week, guys.
Here's something that could be fun. It could be up your alley. It doesn't happen all the time, and it's perfect for this time of the month. It's happening tonight. It is the Zombie Prom, okay? If you are 18 and up, you can go to the Zombie Prom being put together by St. Lou Fringe. They're putting together Zombie Prom. A Night to Dismember.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
That's gold. Happens from 8 p.m. until midnight. There is going to be a contest. The best dressed zombies will be crowned king and queen of the Zombie Prom. Again, A Night to Dismember. $20, all you can eat and drink, is happening at the Grandel Theater. And again, it's just a whole lot of fun for everyone, 18 and up, so it's not like a big booze fest or anything. It's a fun thing I think the kids can do and dress up and get kind of silly. Look, the zombie thing's insane, man.
Yeah,
people
it
get
is.
Way into the zombie thing.
Don't they have like zombie walks now?
Yeah, and they have like a 5K where like zombie runs.
It's a big, I mean, there's big money in zombies, man. I mean, it's a really big deal. So I just wanted to let everybody know, Zombie Prom, A Night to Dismember, tonight at the Grandel Theater starting at 8 p.m. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hit on Entertainment.
Absolutely best money Oric ever spent.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Tom Cruise ships.
I know.
All right, when your Henry's Humans go south, when they cancel like the 12th gig in a row and you realize, wait a minute, there's not a baseball game tonight. We'll start that band.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, 4:30, Large Morning Show in the afternoon. John Carney filling in for Paul, filling in for Frank. Tonight we're bringing a best of.
Oh.
Whoa, hello.
That's right. I'm tuning in for that.
Shave ladies.
My kind of show.
Some of those band-aids were absolutely hilarious. We got to do traffic. You want to do that?
Sure.
That thing with the gunshot and all.
Standing by at the Golden Oak Lending traffic desk is Frank Ladd. Frank.
Thanks, Dan. Got a major issue now. Southbound on 270 at the Rock Road. Southbound 270 at the St. Charles Rock Road closed. You're backing up now towards 370 due to an accident. That one's pretty recent, so the backup is starting to build. Southbound on 270 now stop and go between 40 and Doherty Ferry. Working with the stall northbound on 270 at Olive. 64 westbound, you're slow headed out of the city from Kings Highway to about McCall's, and then again between 270 and Mason, and approaching the Boone Bridge out across the bridge and at Winghaven. 64 westbound, seeing an issue now. 64 eastbound to Kings Highway, that one is on the right shoulder. 64 westbound is working with a stall as well in Maryville Center Drive on the right shoulder. 70 westbound at Highway 79, they've just cleared an accident out of the way. You're still backed up to about 370 in pockets. Eastbound on Highway 70, headed into downtown St. Louis, a slow go from Grand, at least Grand now, all the way to 10th Street. This update is brought to you by your Hometown Buffet and Ryan's. Visit Hometown Buffet and Ryan's tonight for a thick-cut rancher's select sirloin served with all your dinner favorites for a limited time. It's only $9.99 every night. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550. KTRS.
We are the generation that survived the 60s.
Lift off on Apollo 11.
And now we're retiring.
Far out, man.
We're baby boomers. And just for us, it's the Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th at Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. There'll be speakers on topics such as travel, financial, and home remodeling. Booths and vendors offering services and goods. Entertainment from Henry's Humans, featuring Dan Strauss from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and more.
Groovy, man. you can win an all-inclusive trip for two to the Rio Palace Riviera Maya in Mexico from Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab on the top of the homepage for more about the 2012 Baby Boomer Expo, Sunday, November 11th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles, from the Big 550.
Farm out. Right on.
KTRS.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-606-5611. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-606-5611. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-606-5611. That's 1-800-606-5611.
Imagine that your car needs a new engine, and the mechanic has just handed you a bill for $4,000. How would you pay for it? Could you pay for it? Well, if you had Auto Assure, you wouldn't even have to think about it, because Auto Assure could pay that bill for you. In fact, if you have Auto Assure, you'll never have to worry about paying another expensive covered repair bill ever again. That's guaranteed peace of mind. And not only can you keep your money, you can keep your mechanic or dealer, too. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-600-5701. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't even think about wasting your hard-earned money on another expensive car repair. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Natural gas is cool.
Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at mosafegas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
With the theme of super groups, aren't you?
Yes. Or it's just whatever the CD I have over here.
This was one of those super groups. This was Asia, and this was somebody from, I think, Carl Palmer playing drums from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Wasn't,
is Trevor Rabin in this band from Yes?
Yeah, he was.
There were a couple other, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, oh God, yes!
I really am. It's scary. That's why when I go on cruises, I always get off the ship and I have three Gilligan's hats that say Royal Caribbean, because we had gone to trivias and I just clean up on the music trivia. You know, I can't remember to like change my shorts on a regular basis, but I can tell you, you know, who was in Mott the Hoople throughout their entire career. So, Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and John Carney filling in. We'll bring you a best of tonight. Wyclef Jean will be one of those conversations that we'll share with you. Some other ones, but they elude me now. I don't have it at the moment. There was a story I wanted to get to, and I don't know if you guys already talked about this, because this broke Wednesday. And so often, there's so many stories of people just being nasty to each other, things ending terribly, and rarely do you get the really nice, inspirational stories, and they don't get highlighted by the media enough. So I did want to mention it. The story out of St. Clairsville, Ohio, about the senior, Michael Ferns, a running back for the football team there. He's all set to go and keep playing ball. He's got a ride to the University of Michigan next year. He's done pretty well for his high school football team, 11 touchdowns. Now, listen to this story. Now, do you have some puffs handy?
Yes.
This one.
Oh, you're going to tear up?
Thinking about it.
Oh.
Let me go on. Well, Dan's still on the phone. Two Fridays ago, in the fourth quarter of a game that their team won 56-27, Michael got the ball and seemed to be headed for what would have been his 12th touchdown. He ran 52 yards down the sideline with no one on the other team in any position to stop him. But then Michael slowed down and stepped out of bounds on the one-yard line. The referees were so surprised they initially signaled for a touchdown. I think it was still, that's where all the replacement referees went. They went to St. Clairsville. Thank you. You're both so kind. All right. Now it's just pandering. But Michael and his teammates successfully argued that they didn't really score. So why would a kid do such a thing, you ask?
Why would a kid do such a thing like that?
What a stupid question, guys. So the next play, the team gave the ball and the touchdown to a kid named Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson's a freshman. This is like a Rudy thing.
Oh, yes.
Logan rarely gets to play, and Logan's dad died 2 days before the game.
Oh.
And the team decided to give him a chance to score a touchdown for his father.
They wanted as close to the goal line as he could get. The previous ball runner, right? Or the same play.
What, you're the Monday night football analyst now?
Yeah.
I see it right here. Boom!
Is that
MacGyver?
It was MacGyver. Is it? Like? But I just think that's awesome. What a great story. Now, you know, why not let Logan have the ball when his dad was alive at the games? Anyone?
I'm guessing he wasn't.
He sucked.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, they're like, well, his dad died. We'll let him know.
All right.
Did you see the one? I can't remember what high school it was, but the kid either has Down syndrome or some sort of mental disability, and they put him in, and they had the other team as well in on this thing, and they just kind of let him go and fake tried to tackle him and stuff, and the kid ran for a touchdown.
Well, I would hope the other team would be in on something.
Yes,
like
Well,
to let him go score, because the other team was just like beating the crap out of him.
There was a great video. I want to say it was about a year ago. It was basketball, though, and it was a autistic kid, I believe, that was their statistician and towel boy.
Yeah.
And they let him, I think it was the last game of the year, they let him play. They were just blowing out the other team, and they put him in the game. They let him play, and he shot 10 three-pointers in a row. He got 30 points in the last 5 minutes.
I do remember
it was an
that.
Awesome video.
Yeah. And did they let him play after? Because he obviously could make it.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, it was another deal where he could shoot, a set three-pointer shot, but yeah, not good enough.
It's Jimmy, we don't want to hear any more whining for the rest of the season.
Yes.
Okay? You got your 5 minutes. It was on ESPN.
I think it was. Yeah, I think it was.
Be quiet. All right. Well, Dan's worked so hard in screening phone calls that we never went to, so my apologies. We will now, if you want. 314-969-KTRS 888. 550 KTRS. Al, how's it going?
Oh, can't complain. Can't complain. It's pretty nice out.
Giant, I'll do it for you. So what's going on?
Getting ready for the game.
What game is that?
Let's see. I think it's the Birds. Albertos.
And it could
Albertos.
We could have cars on fire in the streets by 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I never looked at it that way. You know, St. Louis isn't like that.
No, that's true. Could be,
though. It'll be bad by 10.
All right, so, yeah, it could be all over. Then what? Is there going to be, a big void for you, or do you jump right into a winter sport?
A big void, big void. Yeah, I just can't do the hockey thing, and you
neither
know,
can
I'll
they.
Stick to football.
Yeah, nobody can.
Football, but I'm trying. I'm trying to be a loyal sports fan of St. Louis.
So what's on your mind, Al?
Well, let's see. They were going to send me a couple of tickets to the drive-in, and I never received them in the mail.
Who was?
Oh, I was on the air last week, and I got some question right, and they were going to mail 4 tickets to the Belleville Skyview drive-in.
What?
And
what was show, Al? Was your contribution last week as riveting as it is today?
not quite as riveting.
Well, I can't believe they wouldn't do that. Was it this show? I think.
No, it was not this show.
And I don't think
it was the trivia show, right?
Yeah, it was a trivia
That's
show.
That's Bill Cleveland, right?
Oh,
right.
There's your culprit.
That's the ticket. I think this is the last weekend for the drive-ins to be open, so I'm just hoping it comes in the mail tomorrow, maybe.
I don't think they mail out prizes. I think you have to
pick them up.
Right? Pick them up here.
Yeah, you pick them up.
And pay us. Obviously, we're not just going to give you stuff.
Well, now, and you guys are closed now, I think, aren't you?
We are today, yeah. Sorry, but Bill Cleveland's going to be on in a couple minutes, and stay tuned because we're going to give him a rash of stuff.
I appreciate that.
I mean, not like this hurts, I need ointment rash, but I mean, give him a rash of poop for not getting you that, Alan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Did you say poop on the air?
That you had to go through such a thing. I've listened to this show. You guys have done more than that.
Oh.
Do we have time for Marv?
Sure.
Hi, Marv.
Hello, John.
Yeah. So what didn't you get? So what did we shortchange you on? Tell us. I'm doing housekeeping.
Hello, John.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were talking to me. Yeah, this is Marv from Florissant. Hey, I got to start off by saying I was a really big fan of your dad.
He didn't send you to a military academy. I could see how you would have enjoyed him. What's on your mind?
Well, anyway, I just want to say I go back to the 50s. Back when your dad was on WIL, remember Hackenberg?
How did you dial this number by yourself? That was 1958.
Your dad used to have some songs. This is round two back in the 70s and 80s. Your dad used to sing some little songs on the radio, some little stuff he made up. I want to see if you remember. I'll give you the lead in. You give me the end, okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm dancing with tears in my eyes because the girl in my arms is what?
Cutting onions?
Oh, boy. Don't you remember that one?
You'd think you'd know that kind of thing about your father.
Dancing with tears in my eyes.
Okay, I'll give you one more.
Great. My whole life was the crying game.
Okay, ready?
Terrific.
Okay, if I gave a horse to you for every time you made me blue, you'd have a room full of horse what?
Can I use my lifeline here?
Apples. I'll say apples, John.
Oh, shoes. Horseshoes.
Oh.
Well, anyway, it was great on the... Oh, anyway. I did it again, didn't I? But, hey, John, do you have access to the old Saturday morning comedy show stuff?
No, but I actually wrote for a long time for Dick Cavett for a syndicated comedy show and started buying comedy albums, and throughout the years have done them on the radio, so I've got a pretty extensive library.
You know, it would be fantastic, now that you're back on the good stuff, as a good station, if you could maybe whip up some kind of a comedy-type show.
When I was here before, 16 years ago, I did one on KTRS, and obviously they liked it so much they haven't asked me since I've been back, but keep in mind I got here in June and my picture's still not up in the lobby.
Well,
there's two of Frank.
Yes, there is two of Frank.
There's one of all of you is one big happy family, which was your Kwanzaa card, I guess. And then there's one of just Frank by himself, which is the one that he carries in his wallet. And not one of me. So, you know, holding out for yet.
Are you on the website yet, even? Do you have a picture of on the website?
Actually, it says JC, but it's crossed out in crayon. And my name has been put in.
Let's print that one out tonight, and we'll tape it up on the front lobby.
All right, I'd appreciate that. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Frank. I was wondering where you're talking to.
I'm sorry, what, Nancy?
It's John today, Laura, not Frank.
John?
Yes, John Carney.
John Carney.
I haven't even called Johnny Wanda.
It's not familiar. I'm trying to place it.
I was on an episode of Cops. Watch. Now, wait. No, now stop. Stop a minute. Laura will get this one. Laura, listen. This was my episode where, now picture, there. I'm on the trooper's car. I'm on the hood of the trooper's car. He's got me bent over, and I'm leaning back towards the trailer.
Okay, bend over.
I was dancing with someone.
Ben actually used to work here. So I'm leaning back at the trailer to my then-girlfriend, and I utter the phrase, "Don't take my Marlboro's, woman!" Do you recognize me now?
I do remember that because I was standing right next to you.
Yeah, I was actually up for an Emmy for that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's one of my better performances.
Well, I'm still AM in the PM, regardless of who you are, Frank.
Nothing to be ashamed of, my dear.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, didn't you call for something?
No, I just called to say hi.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. Oh. I'm not complaining. I don't feel shortchanged in any way.
You're welcome. Have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Aww.
I will when that comes around in March.
That was very interesting.
I think she was calling for bail money and forgot.
That was a nice call.
Totally forgot why she called the job. By the way, now Frank's here Monday through Thursday, and I'm here Monday through Friday, but 9 o'clock at night. Some of you actually are already in bed at that point, but 9 to midnight. We do a filthy show because management's asleep.
Oh,
you
sure.
You figure the kids are asleep, so it's all just, you know.
And I hear you have a great crowd that comes up and watches you through the window.
Well, you know, we've really had an interesting gang outside in the walkway there here at Westport. But where I sit, my back is to the window. So the only way I know anything is going on is Nuggins, who runs my board, his eyes light up. I'm like, there's another woman lifting her shirt up, isn't there? He's like,
I'll fill in for everybody that in Nuggins. Is that
Todd.
Is it? Okay.
That's just his little pet name.
Nuggins?
Yeah, kind of like Eon the Peon.
Oh.
And Dan Strauss and his trouser mouse. Yeah. See, I listen. Yeah.
I know. That's nice.
And that didn't even come up when we did the thing about the mice earlier.
No, it didn't.
It was weird. So, all right, this is all men, which is a little disappointing, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Usually there's a lady here, and I understand you had someone auditioning this week, and she was lovely, and she opted not to be here.
Missy, yes.
Kind of sad. So.
Yeah.
Really wanted to meet Karen Vale. Now, when does she come in?
No, I didn't.
Oh, all right. Okay. So, I'm reading a story from the Daily Mail, which is an English newspaper, and a survey there said 4 out of 5 guys now carry a man bag.
Oh, a merce.
Careful, careful. A man bag. Yeah, a merce. So, I don't know anyone. McGraw, probably, is the only one I can think of.
Frank carries I guess it's more of a leather briefcase, soft-sided, but...
You're just sticking up for him because he's...
That could be considered a man bag. Dan carries a briefcase. I don't know what he has, like, Cheez-Its and things in there. I don't think there's anything of important here. Yeah, like Kramer on Seinfeld. I think there's an apple and a banana in there, but...
You know, and I say most of the time we're not all that different than the English, but in this case,
Twinkies.
I think we are, because I don't know anybody that carries a man bag.
I have a briefcase, that's it. But Frank carries a man bag.
But that's a regular dad used to carry kind of briefcase to the office thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the ones where the guys will have the strap across the shoulder one side where the bag is laying on the opposite side. Have you seen that?
And I lived through the fanny pack phase. Thank God.
Doesn't Joe Hipperson have that cross bag?
I've never seen him wear a bag before.
Never seen him wear a bag.
I swear I thought I had.
I just thought of 9 jokes, and all of them would get Joe to never talk to me again.
I know.
So do we bring somebody else into the mix? Is this the time?
Traffic time.
Yeah. It is.
Traffic time from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk.
Right.
It's Frank Ladd.
Working with a lot of stalls out there this afternoon. They've got a stall westbound 270 just past West Forest on the right shoulder. A stall southbound on 270 just before Highway 70 on the right shoulder. Stall 64 westbound, the exit to Maryville Center Drive. A stall 44 eastbound at Vandeventer. They've cleared that crash southbound on 270 at the Rock Road. All lanes are back open. Those traffic jams are starting to ease. Working with a new crash, 70 westbound at Highway 79 on the right shoulder. 270 eastbound in North County, heavy between McDonald and 170. Southbound on 270. Pockets of heavy traffic now between Page and Doherty Ferry. 170 southbound, you slow at Olive, headed down to Highway 40. 40 eastbound slows between Jefferson and the Poplar. 40 westbound slows from the Science Center to McCausland. Then again, approaching the Boone Bridge. 70 westbound, you're on the brakes now in a pocket between Cave Springs and 370. This update brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Start your day with the new sausage and Gouda baked egg souffle at St. Louis Bread Company. It's a savory combination of all-natural pork sausage, smoked Gouda, and egg, all baked in a sweet croissant dough. Try one tomorrow morning. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
I'm Vahe Gregorian of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Make sure to start each week with Sports Sunday from 10 a.m. until noon on the Big 550, KTRS. Jim Holder and company will review the week in sports before eyeing the new week. Mizzou, the Cardinals, Rams, and Blues are analyzed by the best correspondents in the business. The most in-depth weekend sports show, it's Sports Sunday from 10 to noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you ever walk into someone's house and all of a sudden notice their hardwood floors? It beautifully sets a room and it just adds that little extra something, doesn't it? So, you've decided you want hardwood floors. Time to call Boardwalk. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has 3 locations here in the St. Louis metropolitan area, in Crestwood, Manchester's, or in St. Peter's, and they have direct from the factory pricing, which means you get a better deal. They're locally owned and locally operated, so you're not paying for their national advertising and you're not paying for their thousands of warehouses. Just 3. Greg has opened and run Boardwalk Hardwood Floors since 1997. They'll teach you everything you need to know to install your own hardwood floors, or they'll find you a qualified installer to do it for you. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. Direct from the factory pricing means a great price, and I defy you to find a hardwood floor they don't have. They have the selection and the style. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in on Saturday the 27th as Mizzou battles Kentucky. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, John. How you doing, man?
Fine, buddy. It's the first time we have shared the airwaves here on the Big 550.
Probably the last time was many moons ago when you worked for the Voice of Del Mar Gardens, and were nice enough to have me on once in a while.
I still do. Hey, by the way, would you, when you give stuff away on your show, give them the prizes? I'm not here to be your nanny.
We had Al call in, Bill, who said he's waiting in the mail for his tickets to the drive-in, but I told Al, I don't think you mail out prizes, do you?
We do once in a while, yeah.
Oh, well, he's saying he hasn't received his yet.
Oh, boy.
Well, blame that on the Postal Service.
Yeah.
Well, a U.S. company has designed the first portable stripper pole that attaches to your car bumper for tailgate parties.
Woo-hoo!
Who says we trail China in innovation? Am I right?
Yeah.
And in England, an 87-foot pink bra is being auctioned off for charity. They say the 87-foot bra should bring in big money because it was, you know, once worn by Dolly Parton.
Wow, didn't even go the Star Jones route. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, shake it up a bit for you here. In Ohio, Bill Clinton said the other day, we're still not well from this horrible thing that happened to us. It's unclear whether he was referring to the Great Recession or he and Hillary's wedding day.
No.
And finally...
Ouch.
Frank usually laughs a little louder, John, but I don't want to throw that out.
He does?
I guess I wasn't listening that day.
Yeah. Let's see here. Federal safety experts are warning
not yet. Wait,
not yet?
No, yeah.
Just let me finish.
All right.
Federal safety experts are warning Americans to be on the outlook for phony airbags.
No?
Right. Yeah, phony airbags are a real problem. We should know here in Missouri. We have two of them running for Senate.
Oh! Woo!
Now you can do it.
But is that a legitimate airbag? Or?
Bill Cleveland, second brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
That was amazing.
Have a good weekend. See ya.
Pride of Boys Town right there. Talk about turning lives around. Wow! All right, are we done? Oh, we have another hour of this?
Yeah,
one more.
Are you kidding me? Really?
More fun.
Home stretch.
I'm just running out of crap to make up. Well, I guess we'll find something during the news. That comes up next.